Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Daniel Israel, GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Bluebird Medical Center here in Burnham, Johannesburg. Daniel Israel, great to have you with us again.
Great to be with you, Simon.
Are you talking statistics to me today, Daniel?
So I'm not a lover of statistics in general, but I think that it's a good way to start the week off because we've got to realize that in this long COVID journey that our society is going through, we must celebrate the positive times as well. And we've had really good stats in the last day or two. I mean, I just, for those who don't know, in the last day, we've really had like one of our lowest numbers ever of cases. The total number of cases was just over 800, I think. I'm just looking at the number here. But what was the most important thing was that the 809 positive cases, but of the cases that were tested, of all the tests done, only 3.4% came back positive. And we know that that's really a good measure because people who test for COVID are generally symptomatic, excluding travelers. Mm-hmm. And if only 3.4% of those tests are coming back positive, that means we really are in one of the troughs of the pandemic. So we also had one of the lowest death rates in the last 27 deaths, which is, I mean, really in normal terms, if 27 people died in an accident, it would probably make the news. But, you know, compared to what we've seen over the last few months, these are excellent, excellent stats. This also coincided, and it is coincidental because obviously it doesn't make it, there's a delay on the effects, but with the Vuma weekend that the government has put together with trying to launch a new campaign to get people to get vaccinated. And I think the important thing now is going to be to try and keep these stats down, not so much in terms of not seeing other people, but more in terms of making sure that people get vaccinated.
So what does this mean, Daniel? Is herd immunity starting to take root somewhere?
So great question. Interestingly, we've seen in this COVID pandemic in South Africa and in, as everyone knows, other countries in the world, that the pandemic is cyclical and there are waves, and various theories as to why the waves actually go down after a peak if people aren't all vaccinated or immune.
Yeah.
So my feeling about that is actually to say, no, it's not here herd immunity. I mean, if you look at the numbers, we've had 17.8 million vaccines done in this country so far. But remember, many of those vaccines need to be part of a two-dose regimen, which means that only 9 million South Africans have been vaccinated out of 50 million there are in the country today. So this certainly is not herd immunity unless there's latent infections that we don't know about, which there is to a degree, but we don't know too much. But it is more probably likely to the cyclical nature of COVID. But the part that's the take-home message is that we must use the trough as a time to make sure that people get vaccinated and to employ safe behaviors so that we can still see other people and live a bit and keep the numbers down.
Yeah, Daniel, I've got a smile on my face for the first time in the COVID slot for a very long time. It does somehow, somewhere feel that we are perhaps, maybe, just perhaps turning a corner. It's great chatting to you today. Thank you.
Thanks, Simon.